We're going to talk tonight about quinoa, kidneys, and gebrachs on Pesach. All three of these issues, which are all two of them are the same. One of them is a little bit different. So we're going to discuss like this. First of all, I don't know about anyone else, but I have no idea what quinoa actually is. So as Rabbi Fine also began, that he was not sure what quinoa actually was, so I did a public service, and I looked up today what exactly quinoa is. So I'm going to tell you what it is. It's, if this helps you at all, quinoa is a species of goosefoot. I don't know what that is. Don't write that yet, because I don't know what it is. It's a grain-like crop grown primarily for its edible seeds. There's a longer arichas here on Wikipedia, which we all know is mamish the greatest way to get information, but...
not always accurate.
Right, but basically it seems from here that quinoa is, it's very clearly a seed. It's a kidneyus, so that's a shaila. Is quinoa included in the kidneyus, the iser kidneyus that we have the minig on Pesach or not? And let's look at the background of what this iser kidneyus actually is. So we're going to begin with the sugya m'sachim daf lamed hey amad aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Elu dvarim sha'adam yotzim ha'midechavasa b'pesach. There are five things that a person can use to be mekayim his mitzvah b'achilas matzah on Pesach. What are those five minim? Like we all know, the chameshes minei dagan, that are the chameshes minei dagan with regard to many other halachas in Shas as well. So this is, what are the chameshes minei dagan with regard to matzah? B'chitim, b'sa'orim, obviously with wheat and barley. B'kusmin, b'shifon, b'shibolashua. So we have chameshes minei dagan, wheat, barley, rice, belt, those are the five. I know there are those professors who wanted to say that oats is possibly not one of the chameshes minei dagan. They want to say, anyone ever heard this? Now, those who say that it's a mistake, that oats really are not from the chameshes minei dagan, it's something else instead. I know that's why my father will never eat Cheerios by itself and make a mezonos. He always eats some mezonos first to make it. That's crazy. I know. So there are those who want to be chayshish for this, for these scientific personalities who understand that obviously oats is not one of the chameshes minei dagan. It's a question, but for the simple understanding of what we're going to discuss tonight, it's wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt, just like we've always understood it until now, and those are the five minim that I'm able to use for my achilas matzah on Pesach. So says the Gemara, you can make a diak from the Mishnah. It sounds from the Mishnah that the only thing I could use for my matzah are one of these five minim: wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. Uli Gemara Shama, the Gemara over there tells us, if you look in number one on the source sheet, is where we're up to, Pesachim Dach Lamed Hei Medal. The Gemara says, it would seem from there that Hani En, I'm only allowed to use these Chameshes Minei Dagan, however, Oriz V'dochen Lo, I'm not able to use Oriz V'dochen. What's Oriz? It's rice. Right. So I'm not allowed to use rice for my matzahs. That's what I've seen from the Mishnah. Minani Mili, ask the Gemara, how do I know that only wheats, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, and not rice? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo sochal alav chametz, shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. So the Gemara tells us, it seems from the fact that these are written in the same Pasuk that, Lo sochal alav chametz, shivas yamim tochal matzos, that these two dinim have something in connection with each other. So number one, Lo sochal alav chametz, says the Gemara, that only dvarim habam lidei chimutz, the only things I can use for my matzah are something that would be have the possibility of becoming chametz if it was left long enough to actually become into chametz. Adam yotzu ha'midin chavasim ha'matzah. Yatzu elu, this would exclude orez v'dochen, which are only rice, which can we know rice cannot become a min chametz, even if you leave it as long as possible. She'ein ba'an lidin chimetz el lidin sirchon, which the Gemara says, sirchon means, if I leave them for long enough, they're not going to become chametz, they're going to become spoiled. So says the Gemara, since I have these types of things, which if I would leave them for the long period of time, which I normally would leave one of the chameshes minei dagan and they would turn into chametz, but these, if I would leave them that amount of time, they would turn spoiled, they would become spoiled. So therefore, says the Gemara, in those cases, I cannot be mekayim mitzvah of matzah through oriz v'dochen, because that is not able to be bali de chimutz, and this, our Gemara tells us that it's learned out from that pasuk, the hekesh in the pasuk. Fine. Masnisin delo kribi yochanan menuri, says the Gemara a little further, that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, he says, Orez Min Dagan Hu. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri understands that the same way we have the Chameshes Minei Dagan, we also have Orez. And Orez is the same. According to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, we would assume that rice is the same as everything else, and you would make a Hamotzi Lechem Na'aretz on rice, and you would bench on rice, because rice is one of the Chameshes Minei Dagan. Says the Gemara, V'chayavan Al-Chimutza Kares, says Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, that if I would make something from rice on Pesach, I would be chayiv karis, because that would be considered chametz. Titani rechon manuri osar ba'oriz v'dochum neshe karv l'hachmetz. So the Gemara says, what does it mean when Rabbi Yochanan Manuri says that karv l'hachmetz? Ibarlu shekarv l'hachmetz dekadum ha'machnetz doesn't mean that rice becomes chametz faster than one of the chameshes mina dagan. Therefore, we have to be more careful with rice according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. Or does it mean odoma karv l'hachmetz havi chametz gamer lohavi? Does Rabbi Yochanan Manuri mean to say that rice is worse than the chameshes mina dagan? It becomes chametz faster, and we have to be more careful with it. Or does Rabbi Yochanan Manuri mean to say no? Orez is something that becomes very close to chametz, but it will never actually get to that final stage of chimutz. So the Gemara is not sure what exactly does Rabbi Yochanan Manuri mean, and the Gemara now brings a raya, Tashma d'tanya am Rabbi Yochanan Manuri, Orez min dagan hu. The Gemara says very clearly that according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri, Orez is a min dagan, v'chayavin achimutz okares. If a person eats Orez, or he bakes Orez on Pesach, or he has it in his possession on Pesach, he would be chayiv on that achiv kares. And I can also use it for my mitzvah of matzah on Pesach, because we consider it like those other chameshes mina dagan, totally. It would be on the same exact level as the rest. Says the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kufi Dalad Amud Beis, and also there in Pesachim in the middle of Parak Shah, Leis Techash Lahad Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. We do not hold like Rabbi Yochanan Manuri at all, and we believe that the only way I can be mekayim my mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night is if I eat one of the chameshes mina dagan. But if I eat matzahs that are made out of orez v'dochen, if I eat matzahs made out of rice, I am not mekayim in mitzvah of matzah. The same would apply if I have rice in my house on Pesach, I would not be over on the Isser d'Oraisa, and I would not be chayiv karis for that on Pesach either. Yeah?
This is something that you can check. I mean, it's not something that theoretical one would be.
The gluten levels.
You take the rice, grind it up, see what it does. Does it come
or not? Very good question. So the Yerushalmi actually asked your kasha. What kind of machlokes is this over here? Whether it's bali de chimitz or not? Go check it out. Go see. When I leave it with water, and I leave it for a long period of time, is it edible, or does it become chametz, and now I can put it in the oven, or do I say, no, now it becomes spoiled. So what's the din? So the Yerushalmi actually asked this kasha in the third parak of Chala, and the Yerushalmi writes, I only know this because my father loves to quote this Yerushalmi for other things. So the Yerushalmi writes that what happened, obviously you can't see it's a machlekes and metzius. Like you're saying, it doesn't make sense. Let them check. So they did, the Yerushalmi says, they did a scientific experiment, and they checked what does it look like after you leave it for a certain period of time. And the Yerushalmi says they all saw what it looked like, and they were having a machlekes. Is that chametz? Is that stage considered chametz, or is that stage still considered not chametz? So exactly like you're saying, the Yerushalmi says it's impossible to explain that it's just a machlokes and metzias, whether this is considered, whether this is bali d'chametz or not. Go check it out. So Gemara says, yes, actually we did check it out. And we checked, and we found that it comes to this and this stage. And that's exactly what they're arguing about. Is that stage considered chametz or not? But it's a very important point that the Yerushalmi says, whenever we have machlokes and metzias, we have to go check it out, I'll be science, and do a scientific experiment to figure out whether it falls under the criterion that we're trying to look for or not. So that's a very good point that you're raising. So the Pnei Yeshua writes over here in Daf Chav Ches in Psachim, a few blot earlier, so the Pnei Yeshua writes that according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri, it would seem that this hekish of this pasuk is not accepted lahalacha. Because again, the Gemara said that how do we know you're only allowed to use one of these five minim, says the Gemara, because Shivas Yam Tochel Matzos, and it also says Losochel Alav Chametz, so from the fact these two things are written in the same pasuk, tells me that the only minim that are kasher for, matzah are those that are able to be bali d'chametz. So says the Pnei Yeshua, it would seem that Rabbi Yochanan Manuri does not hold of the hekesh at all. However, that's very problematic. According to the Yerushalmi that you just quoted, according to that Yerushalmi would turn out, of course Rabbi Yochanan Manuri holds like the hekesh. Just he holds that this is part of the meaning that are able to be bali d'chametz, right? Everyone following?
Why does Pnei Yeshua say that now?
Pnei Yeshua is a pelech. Pnei Yeshua says, from the Shaka B'tari the Gemara would seem that Rabbi Yochanan Manuri doesn't hold of what the Gemara said previously. So you're asking, well, that the Tzlach says Beferish over there in Daf Chav Ches, Pnei Yeshua is wrong. What do you mean? Of course Rabbi Yochanan Manuri holds this is Bala De Chimutz. Rabbi Yochanan Manuri holds the criterion of what's able to be used for matzah is also only something that's Bala De Chimutz. However, he holds that rice is Bala De Chimutz. Like we said, Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan Manuri held this fell under the criterion of Bala De Chimutz, and the Chacham held not. So we happen not to pass like Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. But Rabbi Yochanan Manuri himself would also hold of this Hekesh. You can't deny that. That's what the Tzlach says, and I think the Tzlach is very missed out. So if you look in the Rambam says in Parakei in Hilchas Chametz Matzah Alacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Ein Isser Mishum Chametz BePesach El Chameshes Mina Dagan Bilvad. Rambam paskins like this Mishnah, like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yochanan Manuri, that the only Isser on Pesach Mishum Chametz is when I do something from the Chameshes Mina Dagan, when I make that. However, if I have something which is not from the Chameshes Mina Dagan, we would not assume that is an Isser at all on Pesach. Behem Shnei Mina Chitim, whatever, so the Rambam expounds on what the Chameshes Mina Dagan are. Aval HaKidnios, Kegon Orz V'Dochan, Apulim HaDashim, says the Rambam Beferish, when I have kidneys such as Orez V'Dochan, rice, or Pulim HaDashim, I have these beans, or I have other types of seeds, so says the Rambam, even if I go, says the Rambam, the exaggerated case, even if I go and I take seeds, or I take rice, and I put it into boiling hot water where I know it's going to cook up quickly, and now I cover it over, so that it could really be Balad Yechimim, says the Rambam, even if I leave it there for long enough that it starts cracking, which the Gemara uses as a symbol, as a sign, whether it's Bali Dechimetz or not, even if that happens, says the Rambam, it's not going to be Chametz at all, I'm not going to be over the Isra at all. Why? Because She'ein Zechimetz El Asirchon, says the Rambam, that's not called Chametz, that's called spoiling. In such a case, if I would leave it like that, that would be considered spoiled. That would not be considered enhancing this Isra at all, and therefore, says the Rambam, there is no Isra at all to use any of those Mino on Pesach. So, if we stop right here, it would seem nothing wrong with Kidneys on Pesach. Right? The Gemara says Beferish, since they're not Balidei Chimutz, can't be Chayiv Kares, I would say that I'm allowed to use Kidneys on Pesach. Where in the world does this Isser come from? What?
Sfaradim
are right. So let's go look into the Inyan a little bit. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Siman Taf Nun Gimel writes as follows. We're going to go through a long shtickle in the Beis Yosef because the whole thing is very important. He talks about the history of Kidneys. Says the Beis Yosef in Siman Taf Nun Gimel. Now, where does this minig start? The first place we find this minig is in the Mardechai himself. Before the Mardechai never existed. There was no such thing as kidneys. We took the Gemara Kipshuto, we took the Rambam Kipshuto, that no such issue as kidneys, there was no such thing, and that's what it was. Kidneys was mutter on Pesach, Pesach was amazing. However, now, says the Beis Yosef, not so simple. In the beginning of Siman Taf Nun Gimel, the Beis Yosef quotes a whole passage from the Mardechai. He says, V'yeshom osrim lachol orez v'chol mini kidneys. Says the Beis Yosef, a new story, a new thing. All of a sudden, there are those who don't eat kidneys on Pesach. Says the Beis Yosef, v'chumra yiseira hizu. This is a wild chumr. I don't know where it came from. If you look clearly in the Gemara, it says that there is no Isser Chametz, there's no Chiv Kares, you can't use these minim for matzah, so what's the problem with kidneys? And then he goes on to say, Gam Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kasab, Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes, Osem Shenagu Shalalechal Oriz Amini Kidneys Mavushal B'Pesach, those who have this crazy minig not to eat kidneys on Pesach, he says, Minig Shtusu, it's crazy! And you're not allowed to follow Minig Shtus, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it doesn't make sense. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, you want to go make a little personal chumra in your own house, that's one thing. But you want to get up in public and tell all the balabatim that listen to your psukim that you're not allowed to eat kidneys on Pesach? Where are you getting that story from? It's not true. According to the Gemara, it's not correct. Says the Beis Yosef further, there are those who have the practice that they don't eat them on Pesach. V'chein harav Shmuel me'evraya. Aval harbeni achilu shagadol ma'ayu noga ma'am heter. Hagos ma'amni quotes that Rav Rishonim said it was mutter. V'kashem eod adover lahater. Kivan shacherim noga ma'am iser. Says Hagos ma'amni. Although Rav Rishonim say that it's mutter, I have a very hard time being mutter because there are many who have a practice to aser kidneys on Pesach. V'nir shalo noga ba iser mishim chimutz. He says it's not because they hold that these seeds become chametz. That's not the reason why. We know, like you said before, go and check it out, and you know that these kidneys do not become chametz. However, he says the reason why, there's no way they can make such a scientific mistake. Let them go check it out. Elo says, the Hagos Maimini, the reason why, to beferish Arminim Gemara, Danabal Dechimetz Al Chamesh Minim Avad, Elo Asrim, number one, the reason why they ask for kidneys is, number one, this is important, because, Dagon Maisa Kedera, Bekidneys Maisa Kedera, Gzera Ha Atuha. Number one, the reason why they answered it is because the same way I cook dagan in a pot, the same way I make oatmeal, I also make quinoa, and I also make other types of seeds and other types of beans. And therefore, says the Beis Yosef, that the first reason why they answered kidneys is not because it's Bali Dechimutz. We know that it's not Bali Dechimutz. However, the reason why they answered it is because it is able to be confused with Maisa Kedera, with other things that really are chametz. Number two, says the Beis Yosef, "Begami yesh makom shos and pasmi kidneys." There's such a thing as rice bread. So since there's such a thing as rice bread, and people might actually get confused with regular bread, so there's a reason to make a gzeira over here of kidneys. V'asil achlufe b'daisa shu maisa kedera. Avamini irakas to lo dami lo dagan klal lo asil achlufe. So that's reason number two that the Beis Yosef quotes for this minhag of Asurin kidneys. And reason number three, v'gam pamim ha'tvua mu'reves bahem, sometimes you have tvua that's mixed up with them, v'yefshe levaru yafet. Sometimes I can't split, I don't know how to make a good sifting between the things that are really going to be baladei chimutz and these beans which grow very close to the real chametz. V'achar lo kamokin yesh la'asur b'pesach mishim dehu midi demidgan, says the Beis Yosef, a fourth consideration, that mustard seeds, which are also piled up into big piles after you pick them from the ground, so those are just like we do with wheat and barley. So that's another reason why we should aser mustard seeds. Alpha got to be mayim hayim mutter, even on the days of the Gemara and in the days of the Rishonim who asered it, this was still mutter. Mikamakam ata yeshal hachmer, says the Beis Yosef, nowadays we should be machmer, mai, because nowadays that we know that mustard seeds could be confused with wheat, so now we should make a new halacha and we should aser them as well. Because nowadays we don't know so well how to discern between this min and that min, just like the Rishonim used to. Gama Mordechai calls a parakol shah, calls a b'shem asmak, v'leis t'chash, the dvarim halalu, zulasei hashkenazim. Ends off the Beis Yosef. Even though we have four reasons here why we should aser kidneys, he says he doesn't see any reason why, and he says this is just a minig of the Ashkenazim. However, the Sfaradim don't follow this. The Darkei Moshe writes on the spot over there as well. Ana b'nei Ashkenaz nagul hachmir. He says obviously the minig Ashkenaz is to be machmir, like we find in Kol Kilos Ashkenaz that we're all machmir. Yeah.
If one of the reasons is because it looks, it's similar looking, then how can you make today something like couscous Pesach thing? Because it looks.
How do you make Pesach pizza? How do we make cakes and cookies?
Pizza, I'm not saying it's not something that's chametz thing, but I'm talking about the grain itself. It's going to look like something.
Right.
That's what we're doing now.
Right.
We don't have, you know, it's something that you're going to cook and make something of.
Just so happens to be, we were talking before what I spoke about last Pesach. This is what I spoke about. My first year in the White Shul was about Maaser Sayin on Pesach. How do you make cakes and cookies on Pesach? To the layman who's standing on the side who doesn't know anything, the innocent bystander, he sees this, he says, oh, chametz is mutter on Pesach. Why not? The hotels, for anyone who's ever been in a hotel on Pesach, they make cookies that look mamish like chametz. Mamish like chametz.
Hot dogs, hamburger buns.
Yeah, they have everything. So that's the question. Why don't we say that because of Maaser Sayin, it should be aser? Which is similar to what we're discussing over here. This is not just Maaser Sayin, this is more than that. But why don't we say that Mishum Maaser Sayin, we should aser that? So some Achronim say we don't have the right to make new Maaser Sayins nowadays. Whatever Chazal decided is Maaser Sayin, yes. Whatever is not Maaser Sayin al-Pi Chazal, we have no reason to aser. Since Chazal never dreamt of such a case where you'll be able to figure out how to make Pesach cookies that look like regular cookies during the year, so therefore there's no reason to aser. Okay, so whole discussion on Maaser Sayin and how do we get into it. But you're saying over here that when it comes to the grain itself, maybe we should be a little more careful. So let's see what
they don't call it anything else.
Right.
They call it basically couscous.
Right. So let's see in a few minutes what the story is over here. So we know that the minig is that a minhagi Ashkenaz are obviously following the minig that we do not eat kidneys on Pesach. Like we said, there are four reasons why we should be machmir. This iser came such a long way that the Chumash Hadeshan and Simun Kufyud Gimel was sent to Shiloh. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to even leave kidneys in my house over Pesach? That's what he says. Am I over on Bayurabai Matzeh for an Ashkenazi to leave kidneys in his house on Pesach? That's how far people were taking the iser of kidneys. Not only are we going to be Machmer Bachila, frek the Shiloh to the Chumash Hadeshan, maybe I shouldn't be allowed to keep it in my house because of Bayurabai Matzeh on Pesach. To which the Chumash Hadeshan writes back a famous line, Inu Achli Va'anan Lamashinan. You're going to tell me the Sfaradim are allowed to go and eat kidneys on Pesach, and we're going to be over by Rabbi Yimazi if we keep it in our homes on Pesach, says the Chumash Hadeshan. We can't take it that far. You're only allowed to make an Isser Achilas kidneys on Pesach. That's one degree. You can't take it to the next level and say that you're not even allowed to have it in your house. And therefore, says the Chumash Hadeshan, you're even allowed to have Hanah from it on Pesach. For example, you want to take your kidneys and put it in the fire in order to make a barbecue. No, maybe barbecue is different, but you want to warm up the room. Right, so maybe we should say that no, kidneys is aser b'hanah the same way chametz is aser b'hanah. Says the Chumash Hadeshan, no, we're only going to take this gzeir of kidneys so far. We're not going to aser you to keep it in your home, and we're not going to aser you from getting hanah from it. And that's what the Ramah paskens in Tafnun Gimel as well, that no gubnei Ashkenaz to be machmer on kidneys. However, we're not machmer to the point that it's aser b'hanah, and we're not machmer either to the point that it's aser to keep it in your house over Pesach. It's interesting to note that there were many gedolim over the years who were not into this chumrah of kidneys at all, up to the point that even Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Marok Tzia that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, and I'll read what he says, Me'idani al avi mari hagoin. The Marok Tzia Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes about his father. He's being made from his father. Kamen itztar osa tzadik al zos. how much my father was bothered by this minig of kidneys. He thought it didn't make any sense. Kol chag ha-matzahs, every single year on Pesach Chayim Mitzrayim, he would complain, Va'omer, iya yashra cheli abat linei l'minig garua halazu. If it was up to me, says the Chacham Tzvi, and he was not a Sephardi, if it was up to me, I would get rid of this minig for the Ashkenazim. Shu chumr da'asi l'de kula. He says it's a chumr that's going to end up coming to a kula. Why? Shemitoch kach, from the fact that we aser kidneys on Pesach, ofen matzahs harbe, ve'en is har matzah yasan. We have to make so many more matzahs because we have nothing else to eat on Pesach. And since we're in such a rush to make matzahs, so we're not going to end up being careful with the baking of the matzahs, or they're going to end up becoming chametz. Okay, strange. Says the Chacham Tzvi, obviously I don't have the power to get rid of it, but if I find out that there are others who want to get rid of it, I will clearly sign on. I wish in my own country, in my own city, that all the Rabbanim would agree with me, and they would understand how much of a terrible minig this minig of kidneys is. However, as much as people over the generations have tried to get rid of this minig of kidneys, obviously we are all machmer and kidneys, and we try very much not to eat kidneys unless, says the Chayyadam. Let's say I have a case where a person is a cholet. My father actually had a shayla a couple of years ago. There was someone who couldn't eat anything. Doctors said he wasn't allowed to eat wheat, barley, he couldn't eat anything. So what was he supposed to eat on Pesach? He actually had a very severe form of cancer along with many other things, and he was in the hospital. He was very, very sick. So obviously the Chayyadam writes, and my father paskin this halacha l'maisa, that if a person is very sick, he has nothing else to eat. Obviously he can be noig like the Sephardim, and he would be allowed to eat kidneys on Pesach. That's a shasat chagadol. It would obviously be permissible. Many say not like that. I think they quote that the Balatani, I think, says, no, kidneys is kidneys, bottom line. It doesn't make a difference even if it's a chola, it's a makum sakana, it's a makum whatever. You're still not allowed to eat it. I don't know. But we generally hold like the Chayyadim that this would be allowed. The Chabidaz has in one of his chuvas in Chelek Hay, he wants to know, what's the din? And I'm sure this happens all the time. I have some Sephardish neighbors who want to invite me for Pesach. So am I allowed to accept their invitation to go eat in their homes on Pesach or not? What's the problem? Obviously, they're not going to serve me kidneys because, okay, even if they put kidneys out on the table, I shouldn't eat it because I'm not going to kidneys. However, the keli, normally we say that a keli gives off a bliya into whatever I'm cooking into the pot. So the Svardi over here cooked his kidneys from yesterday. And now, last night, his wife was baking all the food for me to come over this morning. So it's within 24 hours. So what's the din? Am I allowed to accept the invitation from the Sephardi, who all his food has a blia, b'nei yoman, from the kidneys that he cooked right before them? That's the question. So he quotes, that the Al-Yirab, the Chayyadim, the Mishnah Berurah all say in Tafnun Gimel, that the din is that kidneys doesn't need shishim, and kidneys is batel berov. So says Rabbi Avadia, that this is also comparable to the Ramah, where he writes in his Tshuvas about Chalas Chutzlaritz, that Chala is only batel berov. You don't need shishim, you just need rov. Because since Chalas Chutzlaritz is only the Rabbanon, so you only need rov. So he says over here, for sure, which is less, this is much later than Chalas Chutzlaritz. Chalas Chutzlaritz we already find in the Gemara. However, over here by kidneys, which is just a minig, which came on much later, it's by the Mardukhai's times, so says Rav Avadia, obviously you only need a rov, and you don't need shishim. So therefore he says, obviously it would be batel, and it would be mutter, and he quotes a shach as well, that quotes from the Maral Bach, that there is no gzerot, normally we say that there's a gzerah, ein ben yoma atem ben yoma, but over here there isn't. So therefore he says that he thinks it would be mutter. My father suggests to people who ask him the shaila that really lechatchila you should not take the Sephardi up on the offer, because when do we say it din bittul? That's only b'di'evit, right? Lechatchila we say ein mevatel nisei lechatchila. So some achronim say, when I have a choice, let's say in the store, to either buy this medication or that medication. This one's kosher, that one's not. Assuming that they're both going to do the same job. Obviously, if one's better than the other, so then you take the non-kosher one because that's what you need. But if you have the same medication, I think the Netziben has in his Tshuvas and the Mishav Dover, if I have both medications on the shelf, and I have a choice to take the one that has Ashkaf or the one that's Treif. So it says the Netziv that by me going ahead and choosing to take the Treif one, that's called Eimavat Nusr L'chatchila. Because I had the choice to take one, it would have done the same job, yet I went out of my way to get the one that's Treif. So therefore he says that would constitute Eimavat Nusr L'chatchila. So my father thought the same would be over here, that if a person can get around it and say to his neighbor, look, you shouldn't be offended, but I can't eat by you on Pesach because it's a problem of kidneys, so it's better that he shouldn't. He said, if it's a person's in-laws are Sephardim, so you can't sit and give excuses every Pesach why you can't go. Or if it's his cousins and they're going to be very offended, so obviously you can't do that. But in a case where it's easy to get around, so a person should try as much as possible not to eat by the Sephardi on Pesach. Rabbi Avadia actually in his own tshuva writes, no, I guess he wants the Sephardim to have a lot of Ashkenazish guests over Pesach, but he writes that no, it's even the chatchila, a person's allowed to go ahead and and eat by his Sfardish neighbor on Pesach, and he doesn't have to worry at all, even though he knows that there's going to be blias of Bnei Yom and of Kitnias in the food that he's eating. I know, I remember my father once had a Shaila, a couple got in a huge fight over Pesach.
Mixed marriage,
right. So obviously you should follow Rabbi Badi's Pesach, for sure. So I remember my father had a Shaila a couple of years ago about a kitney of Shaila. A husband went to work on Cholamayit, fine. Some people have to do that. So a husband went to work on Cholamayit, and when he came home from work, he was ready to divorce his wife. Why? Because he found out that he sees her cooking corn on the cob for the kids, for Cholamayit Pesach. So he asked her, what's going on here? So she said, well, I was in the supermarket, and corn on the cob was on sale, so she bought it. She's cooking it for a special Cholamayit treat. I don't know, the kids like corn on the cob. He says, Kineas! He scraped up the whole house. He was furious. So he wanted to know what they're supposed to do. So I remember he called and he asked the Shaila, and he thought, like, this is specifically a very, very chamardik Shaila. It's grounds for divorce, for sure. So, what? A lot worse than burning the food. So obviously the answer is that Kineas is mutter bahana. Even though we say Chamash Alvar Lava Pesach is Aser Bana, the din is clearly in Shulchan Aruch, Kitnias is Mutar Bana. So the answer is, you're supposed to take the corn on the cob, don't throw it out, put it in the fridge, because we saw the Ramah before said, B'shein the Trumas Hadash and Kufiyud Gimel, that you're allowed to be Masha Kitnias with Pesach. So you could put the corn on the cob in the fridge. Leave it till after Pesach, it's Mutar Bana. Aye, what do you do with the pot? So the din is that by Kitnias, that's what the Shach quoted B'shein the Marabach. We don't make Exera Ena Ben Yoma Ata Ben Yoma, and therefore we say that if you have this pot, which you cook kidneys in, wait 24 hours, till now it's nus and tamas gam, it's not going to put any flavor into the next thing that I'm cooking. Generally, we have exera, even if it's after 24 hours, you still have to kasher, but by kidneys, the shach quotes the marabach that you don't have to, just like by any other menhagim. So therefore, the din would be, wait with the pot till 24 hours pass, you can use the pot after 24 hours for anything you want, it's no problem. Put the corn in the fridge and eat it after Pesach, there's no iser hana on kidneys on Pesach. No grounds for divorce either. Fine. So now, down to the quinoa story. So what do we do about quinoa? So Ramesha writes in response to the Chai Adam, you know, they used to joke, the Chai Adam asked potatoes because of kidneys on Pesach. Says the Chai Adam, potatoes are part of the Isser kidneys because, why not? Why shouldn't potatoes? They grow on the ground. And we should say potatoes are just like any other problems of kidneys that we have all over the place. So people made fun of the Chai Adam. How do you call yourself Chai Adam? You're ruining people's lives. It's Kitzer Adam. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that he thinks the Chai Adam is incorrect. How can you ask for potatoes? Rav Moshe says, this Xera of Kitnias was so questionable throughout all the generations. The Beis Yosef, who quotes it in the beginning, says it's a minik shtus, and he says he doesn't understand it. The Ramah decided to pick up the Chumrah. Then we found later on that there were those who, even throughout the generations, the Chacham Tzvi wanted to say that we should get rid of the minik. So many people already wanted to get rid of it. Says Rav Moshe, Havdullah Yosef Halah, we shouldn't add to this Shvera minik in the first place. Therefore, said Ramesha, whatever Chazal asked Mishim Kitnias, we're going to leave the way it is. And whatever Chazal did not ask Mishim Kitnias, don't ask her. And therefore, he says, he thinks the Chai Adam is wrong, and he thinks that potatoes are mutter on Pesach. Is there anyone in this room who doesn't eat potatoes on Pesach? Right, so everyone follows this Pesach. So why is it that when it comes to quinoa, all of a sudden everyone's going crazy?
Is that a new thing?
Quinoa is a new thing. Quinoa is something that did not exist, I'm sure, in the...
People didn't know what a quinoa is.
People, what? People had no idea what quinoa was. Now we discovered what quinoa is. So what are you going to say? Quinoa is usher. If potatoes are mutter, and potatoes, we know everyone follows Ramesh's kula about potatoes. It's not Ramesh's kula, it's everyone's kula. It's the Chai Adam's chumra. So no one follows the Chai Adam's chumra because Ramesh said, we shouldn't add on to the chumra. So my father says he doesn't understand why all of a sudden quinoa became the big deal. When they had this argument in the OU was trying to figure out should they give Ashkacha on quinoa for Pesach. So my father said, yeah, based on this, Ramesh doesn't understand why not. Rabbi Belsky held very stark that they shouldn't. My father thought it was very ironic because Rabbi Belsky, whenever they have a discussion about anything in Kashrus, he's always the one who's like, Rav Moshe, you can't butcher Rav Moshe. So over here, Rav Moshe is the one who says that the sudden kidneys is that we don't aser more than we asered already. The whole minig is shver. So based on that, my father felt that really they should allow to give Ashgacha, but they, I don't know what ended up happening, but many people are very concerned, but it seems that if you follow the kula by potatoes, so there's what to follow over here as well, and allow you
it
would.
It looks more like wheat.
Okay, but Rav Moshe already said that we shouldn't add on to the Xer of Kidneys, and therefore we'll leave it the way it is. Fine. So if those who want to be
what happened with peanut oil? 50 years ago, it only was with peanut oil. Now you don't find it anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's a big discussion. Rav Moshe writes about that in the Tshuva also.
They had to put the peanut oil.
Yeah, but no one uses it now.
They don't even make it.
Yeah.
You don't see it.
So now, just to digress a little bit for a few minutes, the Lev Ari has a suffix in his tshuva. He says there was one year where there used to be a field that was a kidneyous field. And then the Lev Ari is dying Grosnas from England. So this field used to be a field that was kidneyous field. And now the produce changed, and now they grow wheat there. So they thought that everything was cleared out, they got rid of all the kidneys, and they replanted everything, and it was now only wheat in this field. As it turns out, they did scientific testing, and they went to cut down the wheat for Pesach. As it turned out, there was 1% of kidneys in all the flour that they made from this wheat field. So Dan Grossman says to Shiloh, what do you do about the matzah that was made from kidneys and wheat flour together? Is that good enough for my mitzvah matzah on Pesach or not? That's the shad. That was the shad that the Lev Ari had. So what's the suffix? What exactly is the crux of the suffix? So the suffix is really as follows. When we say, what should we say? We know that kidneys is batel berov, like we said before. Rabbi Avadi quoted all the achronim that say kidneys is batel berov. It's a kal v'chomer from chalas chutzlar. So Rama says, by chalas chutzlar is that we don't need shishim, it's batel berov. So for sure kidneys, which is only a minig, it's less than chalas chutzlar, should also be batel berov. So what's the problem? You have 99% versus the 1% of kidneys. So what's the problem? It should be batel berov. So the pasha should be, you're right, kidneys is batel berov, period. I could use this flour for my matzah and I'm a kaima mitzvah lechatchila. Everything's fine. However, the problem is as follows. Ask the Lev Aryeh, he's not sure he has a suffix when it comes to the din of batel berov. Do we say that batel berov just takes away the properties of this thing that was here before and it no longer has the properties? For example, I have iser that falls into a pot. I have a big chicken soup here. I have a tiny little piece of chazer falls in. So what's the din? If the piece of meat is not noticeable, and I can't find it, so the pot is mutter. Why? Because I have a rov, keneged, the little piece of meat that fell in. That's the pasha din. So do I say that all the rov can do is take away the properties of the meat, and now it no longer has the properties of chazer, and therefore I'm allowed to eat anything from this pot? Do I also say that Rov is able to take over the meat and add dinim onto it? So where does this make a difference? So the Onigantiv has a suffix as follows. It says the Onigantiv in Siman Dalet, he has a suffix, but I have a bunch of strings. Now we know that strings for tzitzis have to be twined l'shma, right? That's a specific din in tzitzis that has to be done l'shma. We all shayla in the, spoke about this on Shabbos a little bit, shayla in the Dov Meisharim, and others, whether when you spin tzitzis based through a machine, so can you make the shema through a machine? Same shayla as machine matzahs that we have by tzitzis, and many discuss it by a bunch of other things. So that's a shayla. When I have tzitzis, says the Onigantiv, let's say I have a whole bunch of tzitzis that were twined l'shma, and now I have a few pairs of tzitzis that were twined shalo l'shma, and they get mixed into this pile. So what would you say? I would say bitul berov. You have 50 strings of tzitzis that were twined l'shma. Now I have two or three that fall in that were not twined l'shma, so I would say I can use any of them to tie my tzitzis with, right? That's a din bitul berov. Says the Onigantiv, maybe not. Maybe bitul berov is only able to take away dinim from the miut and say that it's now like a rov. But to go a step further and say that it gives it a lishma also, it gives it a new property of being considered lishma. How does that happen? It's mechusar maisa. It wasn't twined lishma. So how are you infusing a lishma into the tzitzis now just because they got mixed in with others? Everyone hear the suffix? So that is the Onigantiv suffix. And that's what Dayan Grosnas picks up on over here, and he wants to know what's the halacha with regard to the kidneys that got mixed in with the flour, with the wheat flour. So what would you say? Do I say that we dam bitul berov, now it takes over and now it's like it's flour and it's mutter? Or do I say no? Bottom line is I need tam matzah. Bottom line is I need this to taste like matzah, and it's not going to taste the same as it would have without the 1% of kidneys, right? For those who are experts in taste, they'll obviously be able to taste the difference. For example, the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yud, which is Mitzvah Matzah, discusses this topic. But I have matzahs that were not Shmura matzahs. And I have a few of those that got mixed in with a whole batch of Shmura matzahs. So what's the din? So says the Minchas Chinuch, I can eat any of them. Why? Because the din bitul berov tells me I'm allowed to eat it. So it's clear that the Minchas Chinuch believes that when I say a din bitul berov, not only does it take away the properties of the miut, it also adds on dinim to the miut. Why? Because I need to have shmur matzah for Lala Seder, and here I have a big confusion in front of me. I'm not sure which ones are shmur, which ones aren't. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I could take any of them. Why? Because they all become shmur matzah. It's not just that midin bittul berav, they're all mutter on Pesach. They all become shemur matzah, and I'm able to be mekayim mitzvah with any of them. That's what he says. It's a chiddush in bittul berav that it not only takes away the properties of, and not only takes away the properties of the miyot, it also adds things onto the miyot as well. Says the Menachas Chinuch, what if I would have a case of a matzah mevushelas, which we know, you're not allowed to eat cooked matzah on Pesach. You're allowed to eat matzah that's in water, let's say matzah shruya is mutter, but I'm not allowed to eat matzah mevushelas. Why? Because it's the Gemara says it's not tam matzah anymore. Because as long as I cook it in water, it now loses its taste, its flavor of matzah. It's not going to be crispy, it's not going to be tasteful anymore. Therefore, says the Gemara, when I have matzah mevushelas, I'm not allowed to use that for my mitzvah matzah. Says the Menachas Chinuch, what's the halacha? If let's say I have matzah mevushelas that gets mixed up in regular matzahs, am I allowed to use those for my lala seder? So says the Menachas Chinuch, over there you wouldn't be able to. Why? Because even though bittul berav is even able to add qualities and add properties to this new thing that got mixed in, it's still not able to make it taste like matzah. Bottom line is, I need tam matzah v'laka. I don't have the taste of matzah. Therefore, says the Menachas Chinuch, I would not be able to be mekayim mitzvah in such a way. But if I have non-shmur matzahs that can get mixed up in shmur matzahs, he says that would be fine. Yeah.
What do you do with the thing of chashikus? It's nothing to get mixed up. It's not going to be part of the road. If something is a chashik thing, it's not going to be part of the road.
Right.
So how can you take these non-shmur matzahs and all of a sudden put them in there and get everything bottled?
So why is it chashik?
Because it's, you want to have the shmur matzahs for United Seder. You don't want to have the other ones. If you were able to recognize it,
I don't know if we would consider that a davar chashuv. I think the Gemara tells us exactly, Gemara's and Chulin tell us what exactly is considered a davar chashuv and what's not with regard to bittul.
What you care about.
It's not just what I care about.
That's what you want. You
meaning know. Like, during the year I wouldn't care if these matzahs got mixed up with those
right.
matzahs. So it just happens to be, circumstances tell us that now I care. So is that considered a davar chashuv? It's subjective. It's not something that we say all the time is a davar chashuv. If a diamond ring falls into a big pond, we don't say that it's batel, because whatever that's going to be, and however much money you have, you're going to be very bothered with the fact that a diamond ring fell into the ocean. So, I mean, whatever it falls into, we're not going to say it's batel. But over here with a matzah, I'm not sure we can apply that same principle or not. So the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Nun Gimel Sif Yudalad writes that, Im nis'arev shar minim b'matzas mitzvah, if you have other minim, he talks about the shayla of the lev aryeh. And he writes that if you have other minim that fall into this min when I'm baking my matzahs, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm able to be mekayim a mitzvah of achilas matzah by just eating one kezayis of matzah. One kezayis matzumtzum. Part of that kezayis might be the kidneyest that fell in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's fine. So it seems clear from the Mishnah Berurah, not like the Oneg Yantav. It seems clear that when I say a din bittul berav, not only does it take away the properties of the miyot, it also adds on dinim. Says the Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher, he says, I don't understand what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. How does the din bittul berav not only take away the properties, how can it add things? Bottom line, this is not going to taste like matzah. It's not going to the tasting experts, it's not going to taste like matzah. He doesn't understand what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. And Reb Shimon goes further. He has a whole long discussion about this in Shar Gimel. He says, what's the halacha if, let's say, you have on Sukkot, you have a bunch of esrogim that have that never had pitims. They grew without pitims. And now I have my esrog that my kid, you know, bit off the pitim or whatever, he broke it off. It's pasala esrog. So now it gets mixed up with that batch. I'm sure this can happen very easily. You know, if I run an esrog store, I have a whole table of esrogim that are never with a pitim. I have a whole table of esrogim that are with a pitim. I always wonder, that table that's without the pitims, like,
how did it get there?
Right. Did they really, you know, I'm not sure. I always wonder that. Did half of them fall off along the way, and then we say, oh, okay, fine, it's probably. So that's exactly what Shimon Suffolk. So he said, someone sent him a shayla, that a pitimless esrog, he had a whole bunch of pitimless esrogim that were grown without a pitim. And then he had a few esrogim that the pitims fell off, which are pusil, that got mixed in with these. So do we say that I can't be mekayim my mitzvah of esrog with any of these because I might be using the pusil one? Or do I say, no, bittul berav takes over the whole property of the miyot and it makes it into a kosher esrog? That's the suffix of Rav Shimon, which really comes back to the same issue. It's a more global discussion in the din bittul berav. Do we say that it can add dinim also, or do we say, no, that all it could do is take away the properties of the meat. One last place we find it is the Gemara tells us in Bab Metzia Daf Avam Beis when we have a din of Meiser Behema. So the Gemara says that Meiser Behema, it has to be Asiri Vade below Asiri suffix. So says the Gemara, what do? I take all my animals and I let them through a little pathway, a little gate, and I take one at a time and I count till number 10. Number 10, I put paint on it and I say, okay, this is going to be the Meiser. So what happens? Kafatz echad min amnuyim. Says the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Vav. What if one of the ones that I already counted, number 7, jumps back into the pile of 100? So what do I say? So the Gemara says, I no longer can be mafresh meiser because hasiri vader v'lo hasiri safek. Now I no longer have an exact count because I'm not sure this one that I'm choosing might be number 7 that I already counted from before. So says the Gemara, that's not going to work. Frektos akasha, why do you say that I can't do it anymore? What vili bata baruba? Ask Tosfos akasha. Why don't you just say number 7 that fell back into the big mix? We should say bita baruv. And the chances are that the one that I'm going to choose from this big herd of 100 is probably not going to be number 7. So why shouldn't my meiser work? Why don't I say bita baruv? So the other Rishonim, the Shitim Kubetzes, their quotes b'shem the Ritva and the Rush, that no, Shani Meiser Behema, because over there it says Asiri Vade, and this is not going to be Vade. Bittul Barov doesn't make it a Vade. But what do you see from Tosis? That Bittul Barov not only can take away properties from something, it could also give properties. So that's why many Rishonim disagree. The Shitim Kubetzes and Zvachim, Daf Ayin Testament Beis, disagrees with Tosis, and he says, no, it can't give this a property. The miyat just will get mixed in and say that it's like all the others, but it's not going to make it into a new property of Enam Elisser. I already took this away, and I said, this, we took Meiser off this behema already. So now that it jumps back in, you can't say that it adds properties onto the din also and tells it that now it's Enam Elisser. That's too much of a chiddush. So that's a big machlokes that we showed him here. And you see, it's a machlokes throughout all the generations. That's the suffix of the Lev Ari. He wants to know, when I have the kidneys, little bit, 1% of kidneys, they got mixed in with the flour. So what do I say? Can I make my matzahs from this flour or not? So obviously, I can make my matzahs, but must I eat more than a kazayis matzah?
The question you're saying is
exactly a kazayis matzah. So we would say, just eat another kazayis. No, for some people, it's not so simple. Some people have a very hard time taking down the first kazayis. Let's say I have a challah. My father told me that my grandfather said, my mother's father, he lived by Rav Shimon for a couple of years in Europe. So he wrote the Shari Yosher for him. So he said that he spent a few Pesachs by Reb Shimon's house. He said there were 6 people at the table, all mechuyev matzah, not ketanim, and they all ate for 1 round matzah. They were all mekayim their mitzvah lechatchila. Right? So nowadays we have shiurim. So I don't know if it means Reb Shimon just didn't have any money. So he couldn't give out matzah. But Lamaisa, he said they all had 1 matzah, and Reb Shimon said they were all mekayim their mitzvah. Yeah, so now we're all sitting and measuring this, that everyone eats a whole matzah to be mekayim the kazayis. You know, it's hard. You don't? I don't know. I'm not sure. So let's go a little mayinin lein and bosayinin. So that's with kidney. So what about gebrux? What's the bottom line with gebrux on Pesach? So where did this minig start from? The minig of gebrux started with the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov. That's how recent it is. How long ago was that? 200 something years ago, right? 250 years ago? So the Mezritcha Magid was the first person who ever had this minhag of not eating gebrux on Pesach. That's the first time we find it. And really, the Litvisha community never took this minhag upon themselves because it's really connected to all the sugyas everywhere in Pesachim. So it's a very strange minhag. So the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Samach discusses the minhag of gebrux, and he quotes a Knesset Gedola that there was a reason why he asked it, and he said, what was the reason why we should ask it? He says, because one time there was a woman who made matzah mel, she took matzah and she crushed it up, and now she was baking with it. And her neighbor, who was a big Amma Eretz, saw her baking with flour on Pesach, and she said, oh, I see that obviously you're allowed to bake with chamastik of flour on Pesach. So she took out her flour and she started baking. And she didn't realize that that woman had used flour that was really matzah mel, and I'm using flour that's chametz. So says the Knesset Gedola, therefore, that's a good enough reason why we should aser gebrux on Pesach. So it's a pella. The Prichadosh asked Akashi, he said he doesn't understand. First of all, in on the gzeres midatenu, we shouldn't just go and make up new gzeres on our own. We're not in a position to do that because of Marasayin. And he says, Mabakach, he had one Am Haaretz in the world who made this mistake and confused it. So therefore, la'adol omei olam, we're going to aser gebrux on Pesach. What kind of thing is that? You may have one woman who made a mistake, so good for her. Let her make the mistake. That's not our problem. So that's why many Achorinim don't like this at all. Matzis HaShekel, however, writes a different reason for this Chumrah. And he says the reason why is because sometimes when you bake something in the oven, it's not going to be, there are going to be pockets sometimes inside of it. And that's not going to be baked so well. So you're going to have some chametz. And if you pour that into hot, burning hot soup, let's say, or you pour it into water, that's going to reinvigorate the chances and it's going to reawaken this the properties of this.
They also already made from baked matzahs.
Right.
And we said tomorrow that it can never be a chametz. Oh,
so let's see. Right.
I mean, what makes a difference? You're always putting it into water.
So let's see.
Of
right. So the Gemara.
From baked matzahs, not from raw
Exactly. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Imsachim Lamentes. That's what you're talking about. Number three. Says the Gemara, Eile Dram Sheim Balin De Chimutz. There are certain things that will never, ever, ever come to Chimutz. What are they? Ha'afoy. Number one. If I bake matzah and I crush it up now and I put it in water, like you said, it will never, ever become Chametz. We know that. That's a scientific experiment. And also Hamavushal. If something is cooked and now I take it out of the pot and I want to put it into water again, it's not going to become Chametz again. V'chal Shechal Tabirosam. Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains over there, Kolomar afri afilu hu mevashal la'achar afia einu machmetz. Even if I go ahead and cook it, and it's in boiling hot water afterward, it is not going to become chametz. And over there, the Gemara says in Daf Mem as well, Rapava shari le the burdiki. He allowed the bakers to bake Reish Gelusa in the house of the Reish Gelusa lemimcha keder bechasisi. He said they were allowed to thicken the pot of soup that they were baking by throwing in some dried grains that they had already dried out in the oven. They would be allowed to thicken it by doing that. Amar Rava, ikka desharki ay milsa beduchta deshchichi avdi. You can allow such a thing in a home like the Reish Gelusa's house where they have so many workers working in the kitchen who might make mistakes, they don't know what they're doing, how could we allow it? Ikka d'amri and other pshat in the Gemara is, Rava gufei machali kidra b'chasisi, he did allow it. So what exactly is this talking about? So Rashi says that Rava allowed them to put the dried out grains into the pot of soup. Why? Because since they were already dried out, they're not going to be balei dechimetz once they were baked already. So that's why it would be, okay, so says the Rif, what is chasisi? Rif says it's matzah afuya. It's baked matzah that I now want to put into my pot of soup. Says the Gemara, that's mutter. Zak told the Rishonim, the Rif, the Rashi, the Rambam, the Paskin, based on this Gemara, it's mutter. The Beis Yosef, why is it mutter? The Gemara says, would I allow it in a case where there are a lot of Abadim around, where there are a lot of Amaratzim, they might make a mistake. So the answer is, the Beis Yosef says, the answer is that we hold, like the second tarot of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rava himself, the Ikka d'Amri is, that Rava himself used to go ahead and put this in the soup, and he wasn't worried at all, he wasn't concerned. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch and in the Ramah, in Siman Tav Samach Gimel, we paskin that there is no Isser at all, because since these things are not going to be Balei Dechimutz, there is no Isser at all to take baked matzah or something that's baked grains and put it into a soup. There is no chashash chimutz at all. That's clear in Shulchan Aruch. That's clear in the Gemara as well. This is all a later minig which came around that we are going to be machmir for the Isser Gebrux. That's something that the Chassidim picked up, but it's something that we in the liturgical circles do not take so seriously. My father quotes something in Nefesh HaRav that the Rav said that even though the minig of the Gra was, everyone knows that the Gra used to put a knedel in his window, right? On Pesach, to show everyone that Gebrux is mutter. I think they say about the Gra or Chaim Velazhen. Anyway, the Gra was very against this minig of Gebrux on Pesach. So obviously all the Goni Brisk, all from all the generations of the Beis Halevi, and everyone used to be make it like the Gra, they would eat Gebrux on Pesach. However, on the first night of Pesach, they didn't used to eat Gebrux. Why not? That's your minig? Not to eat on the first night of Pesach. So where does that come from? So I copied over here. It's based on the Brisker Rav. I'm sorry if it's too small, but we'll try. So the Brisker Rav writes over here that it would seem from the Rambam, if you want to go through it later, the Brisker Rav says that it would seem from the Rambam, he's medayik in two different places, that it would seem from the Lashon HaRambam that not only is the Din Lechem Oni a Tnai in my Kima Mitzvah, what kind of matzah am I supposed to have on Leil HaSeder? Am I allowed to have matzah that's made with grape juice? Or with apple juice? No. Why? Because that's matzah shira. I need to have lechemoni. Says the Brisker Rav, it's not only a tnai in my matzah that it has to be lechemoni, it's another added din. I'm not allowed to eat something that's not lechemoni on Leil HaSeder. Everything I eat has to be lechemoni. So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, it's meduyik in the Rambam that there's another din. Not only does my matzah have to be lechemoni, there's another din also that I also have to make sure that everything I eat on Seder night is only lechemoni and nothing more. So therefore, even though many from the Soloveitchik family used to be mekel on the Gebrux, they still would be machmir on the first night not to eat Gebrux because they tried to be machmir for this Rambam that you shouldn't eat anything that is not lechemoni on Leil HaSeder. What? Second night also. Second night also they would be machmir. But night's a shiur. One day, no? So I just saw one more interesting story from the Chazon Ish that there was a couple who the husband was very upset that his wife came from a family that they didn't use to eat Gebrux. And the husband came from a family that they did. So generally, when a couple gets married, the wife's supposed to follow the minhagim of the boy. So what happened in this case was the wife agreed that for Pesach, she's going to cook him all the Gebrux delicacies that he wants, but she's not going to eat it. She said, I'm not interested. I don't want the Gebrux, I just want to follow my family minhag. I don't want to eat the Gebrux, I'll give it to you, but I don't want to eat it. So the husband was very upset. He was very offended by this, why the wife is not coming along and keeping his minhagim. he was very offended by his wife's practice. So they came to the Chazon Ish and they asked him that should he force her that she should be mechuyev to listen to his menhagim and eat gibrux as well. So the Chazon Ish said, if she doesn't want to make you the gibrux food, so there's what to talk about. Maybe. Even so, don't make a fight. But he says over here, where she's trying to be machmer on herself, what do you care? Let's say she was allergic to the gibrux. What's the problem? So the Chazon Ish said that he doesn't think there's any reason why a woman has to be machnir herself to her husband's minig. I know in my house, my mother makes all the food, and there's no gibrux in the house, only because she follows her father's menhagim, and it doesn't bother anyone. She makes great Pesach food, if anyone wants her recipes. I know that the Chazon Ish writes that as long as it doesn't bother anybody, so let her follow whatever minig she would like. Okay, so we're going to just say a quick thing on Parshas Tzav over here. There's a beautiful piece that I saw on the Sefer Imrei Baruch, and that's what I photocopied over here, where he picks up on the Eish al HaMizbeach. Says the Imrei Baruch as follows, Lima nosaf me'eish HaMizbeach matzino le'inin hatznei lechas im Hashem Elokecha. The first idea that people discuss, why was there an Eish al HaMizbeach? Eish tamid tukal al HaMizbeach lo sichbeh. So some want to explain that the Sefer HaChinuch really writes that the Ribbono Shel Olam tries to package his nisim al pi derech HaTeva. Right, as much as he can. He doesn't like going out of the Gidrei HaTeva. So therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a tzivui that we should always light a mizbeach, we should always light a fire al gam mizbeach, because there was an eish yard min hashamayim. So to make it not a noticeable nace, so the Ribbono Shel Olam asked us to do him a favor, basically, kavi yachal, and say that on the mizbeach you should always light a fire. That it should always look like it's natural. It's not something that's supernatural. It's not something me'al Gidrei HaTeva. So over here is the second idea. It's an idea of Hatzneach Alecha Simenol Kecha. Shekein Isa B'Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Salakash Eish Al Mizbeach B'Choyom Lahavir Eish Al Mizbeach B'Choyom Tamid Shenemar Eish Tamid Tukal Al Mizbeach Ubal Perish Al Tamid Kolomar Lahasim Bo Eitzim HaBokar Bein Arbayim. We're supposed to put fire on the Mizbeach every morning and every night. Ubebir Amr Zerchonon Levracha Afal Bisha Eish Eretz Min HaShemayim. The Gemara says in Yom HaChaf Aleph, even though we have a mitzvah to put it on the Mizbeach, why? The Ribbono Shel Olam does a nes and he puts it Min HaShemayim. Still, mitzvah lahavi min ahedu. Mishrashi ha-mitzvah, ki hinei, yodua, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Yodua adavar b'neinu b'eitzo kal chacham, ki nisim agdol mashi yaseh akel abnei adam etuva agadol lo'olam yasem derech seser. The Ribbono Shel Olam does not like to make nisim gluyim. V'nir mar miyanim nasim k'tas ki ilu heim b'darchei ha-teva ma'amisho b'karv la-teva. If the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't have a choice, and he has to do something supernatural, so that's what he's going to do. But he tries as much as he can to make it al pi derech ha-teva. Ki gam b'neis kriyas yamsev shaya neis mefursam kasev shamba yolach Hashem asayam ruach kadim azakal alayla. Even by kriyas yamsev, which was the greatest neis in the world, so the Ribbono Shel Olam made a big storm, a big tsunami, and that's why people could say that maybe that's why the water split. He didn't want to make it look like it was a total neis, so he led up to it by showing, by doing something that would make it look like it was al pi derech ha-teva. Vayasem asayam lecharava vayibako amayim. Vamaskilim yavinu, says the Chinuch. Those who understand know, ki inyan seser zeh lemailus ha'adon v'shiflus ha'makabel. The reason why we have it set up like this is, lemailus ha'adon, is to show the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'shiflus ha'makabel. It's to show you that the Ribbono Shel Olam is so great, but he hides his greatness. He doesn't want to make a nes nigla. He tries to hide it as much as he can. U'mizeh ha'inyan tzivanu lahavir eish b'mizbeach. And this is the reason, says the Chinuch, why we have a mitzvah to put an eish on the mizbeach. Afal pi shasham yored eish min hashamayim. It's still kedei lahaster anes lefi adomesh ha'eish ha'yiredes lo ha'isa nearest b'yiridasa min atam shamarnu chutz mi'amashmini shamiluim. So he says that generally we didn't used to see this big pillar of fire coming down min hashamayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam tried to hide it and make it look like we were doing everything on our own, and that's why eish tamid tukal al mizbeach, that it was coming to show that we should do things b'seiser. So now the next paragraph he writes in mavur midvarav asher zeu echad meikari ha'ikarim sheish lomon me'eish ha'mizbeach. What are we supposed to take out of this mitzvah? What's the essence of the mitzvah? What's really behind it? Lehisnaig b'hatznei aleches. That a person in his whole life is supposed to take this attitude of hatznei aleches. He's not supposed to go out of the gidrei ha'teva, so to speak. He's not supposed to make himself like he's something unique, he's something special, he's something different, he's something out of the ordinary. He's supposed to make himself as ordinary as possible. Ki kemoshe ratzon Hashem yisbaruch hu lehaster anisim agluyim v'lasosim b'ofen shenir kederech ha'teva. The same way the Ribbono Shel Olam tries to hide himself, so too, we're supposed to take that message from the Eish al HaMizbeach, and we're supposed to try to hide ourselves as much as possible, and we're supposed to try to make ourselves fit into the natural being as much as we possibly can. That's a beautiful lesson that we could take out of the words of the Chinuch when it comes to the Eish al Gabi HaMizbeach.